With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police on the Sister Islands intensified traffic enforcement following concerns by residents at recent community meetings. Officers on Cayman Brac and Little Cayman began targeted patrols on June 1st, focusing on problem areas and school zones. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks.
In just over a week, officers issued 15 traffic tickets, 6 for speeding and 9 for offenses such as failing to wear a seatbelt, illegal tint, and driving an unlicensed vehicle. 3 men also faced further action, one arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, another driving without a valid license, and a third warned for intended prosecution. District Commander Inspector Lang Hall says the RCIPS is committed to responding to public concerns and improving road safety. She confirmed that enforcement will continue. Motorists across all 3 islands are reminded to drive responsibly and to take extra care around schools. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
A warning from police about a new banking scan. This one from Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says it is investigating reports of a suspected scam involving a local financial institution. Police say one victim got a phone call from someone claiming to be from their bank. During that call, the person on the line asked for personal banking information. Later, the victim discovered unauthorized transactions on their account. In a statement this week, officers urged the public never to share bank details, card numbers, PINs, passwords, or other sensitive information over the phone, by email, text message, or social media. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
If you're a night owl living on Seaview Road, don't be surprised if the water goes off on Sunday. The Water Authority is connecting a new subdivision to the water supply network, so customers on Seaview Road between the intersections of Frank Sound and Sterling Lane in East End will experience temporary service interruption on Sunday between 1:30 a.m. and 5 a.m. There will also be traffic management measures in place. And speaking of utilities, the power company's staff are weighing in on the utility's new logo and brand refresh as mascot Sparky steps out of the spotlight. Employees at Caribbean Utilities Company says the updated turtle logo gives the national utility a fresher, more modern look. Operations Supervisor Georgette Reed.
I think it means a new perspective. It's clean and simple, and sometimes it's just beauty and simplicity.
Internal Audit Supervisor Alvin Caleb says the rebrand also sends a message about how the company treats its customers.
It shows CUC's pursuit to improve as industry, unwavering pursuit of customer excellence.
The company's new brand centers on a streamlined turtle logo and a fresh visual identity across its platforms. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Jane Steele. One of the world's most influential artists, David Hockney, has died. He was 88. Born in Bradford in northern England, he emerged as a key figure in the pop art movement. In the 1960s, he moved to Los Angeles. The city's light and lifestyle inspired some of his best-known works. Iran says that major parts of an agreement to end the war with the US have almost been finalized, but that it will not compromise on its red lines. President Trump has again claimed that a peace deal is imminent. The UN's top official on HIV and AIDS says that massive cuts in donor funding from wealthy nations could lead to rising cases and deaths around the world. Winnie Byanyima said almost 40% fewer people got a drug to help prevent HIV infection in 2025 compared to the previous year. Nigeria's president has given a television address calling on jihadist militants to surrender or face the full force of the state. Bola Tinubu said that security forces had killed thousands of terrorists and that civilian deaths over the past year had fallen by 80%. His claims appear to conflict with independent data. NATO is to reduce its peacekeeping mission in Kosovo, citing an improved security situation. The KFOR mission has been stationed in Kosovo since the end of the war between ethnic Albanian separatists and Serbian forces in 1999. China says it has arrested a Myanmar-born US citizen on suspicion of spying. Min Zor runs a think tank that closely follows events in Myanmar, including China's relations with the ruling junta and various armed groups. An experimental treatment for the chronic autoimmune illness lupus has shown promising results in early trials in Britain. The therapy genetically modifies some white blood cells to attack the rogue cells causing symptoms of the disease. Trials are at an early stage, but after 18 months, 5 of the 6 patients treated are still in remission. BBC News.